today is March 14th. This is another interview with Chief Black Thunderbird Eagle. How are you doing today?
Not bad. I'm doing well.
Good. I'm asking some interview questions today regarding some information dealing with the pledges and things of that nature.
Yes.
What are the pledges, and how can people out there better assist you in this time period dealing with your financially?
There's no pledges that I'm behind, right? There's only those people who want to send their stuff to the Amassi Native American Moors, the Creek Nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
BIA number 208-1999. And they send it to, in care of Malachi, but don't make the money, make it in Malachi, York.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put the Z or L, just make it Malachi, York.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our fundraising. Everybody else, a lot of people meant well, they had a lot of programs, they got a lot of, but they're not to send their money to those people. They're not to buy their tapes. If they're not coming out of my office or my people, don't buy their tapes. Don't participate in no pledges or any other type of thing that's going on out there, because they're not coming for me.
Okay.
Everybody that's come for me is gathering the land on a regular basis now and trying to get back to unity.
Okay.
We're trying to get the family back in the power of love.
Right.
And everybody's starting to do that. Few people are still struggling because they really never were in on the inside anyway. Just look at their dress. Look at their dress code. Look at the way they carry themselves. Look at the things they do. Look at their habits. Like
right.
He says, you should know the spirit. Everybody, when you see that spirit, test that spirit to see whether it's of the Most High or not.
Right.
Then you can see it. And family has to look at people, and they'll make up their minds either they're with us or they're not. Because eventually, we're going to stop them from being a part of AEO. We're going to stop them from coming to our lodges. We're going to stop them from being a part of it. You don't make up their mind to come on over now and stop all that. I just want to get a better understanding. Or I just want to get clearer on this.
Yes, Chief Black Eagle, what is your position on the gossip against the people that are on the land?
I think that that's necessary for people that are trying to make some money and manipulate people who are devoted but too far away from the land, you know, to stay in touch. If people would stay in touch with the land, call down, go up to the website, they reckon, and the family and the land is putting up, they'd be in touch with all the good things that are happening. And break away from people that are giving you all the impression that they're doing things for me their own way, because it doesn't exist.
What about this gossip that we're hearing referring to the attorney? How do you feel about your attorney?
Me and my attorney is close. He fought his butt off. You understand? Now we're going for the appeals, and we're going for other things that are working in our favor. The ancient ones are revealing things every day. We can beat these devils. We will beat these devils. But everybody has to work together. I like Adrian Patrice. I don't agree with everything the way he did it, but I'm not an attorney. I'm a book writer for Right Knowledge. He's an attorney. I respect him more than you know.
Okay.
But I still think all the funds should be generated towards the family.
Okay.
And then from them, we can decide to pay him.
Okay, and then dealing with that topic as well, your tribal members, some of them were hearing that they want to help, but there's some confusion in regards to pledges, and they know that the tribe has a tribal legal defense fund, but with the pledges and other things that are going on outside, who are they supposed to give their money to, or how can they better assist you?
If there's a tribal fund, right?
Yes.
It's launched out from my daughter Rochelle, or from Rick, or, you know, to Hager, or the people who are on the land.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Then they're making it out to Malachi, York. And they're making it out to your Massey Native American Moors of the Creek Nation. Right?
Right.
That's in 1845 Millersville, Georgia, box. You right?
Yes.
Other than that, any way they want to send their money to anybody else, they're doing it at their own risk. It has nothing to do with whatsoever.
Okay. And also dealing with the pledges and things of that nature, what exactly is the pledge and why is there so much confusion about it?
I can't say I even understand it, because when it first happened, I was talking to Sister Tara Bodie about it from the Atlanta Gossip, and we were having a good conversation about it, and she told me they raised millions of dollars in pledges, and my answer to her was, if the pledges are not real, they're just a bunch of words. If you got $1 million raised, then turn that over to the people in Putnam County, you know, or the office over there, turn it over to my daughter and them to do any case. If not, then just stop it. And somewhere online, they edited the tape and picked out the part they want and made it sound another way. My statement was, if you really raised $1 million, then turn it over so all these lawyers can be paid and I'll be on out of here and stop playing games. Not do a million little things on the side and then keep promoting it on the tape and keep putting it on the internet and taking bites and pieces of... I had cross corner every morning for about 2 weeks. So it's very easy for you to take pieces. That's exactly what my lawyer, Adrian Patrick, was telling me not to do. That's why he said don't put the tapes out. He said because if you put the tapes out, people can edit what they want out of what you say, piece it together, and make it sound another way.
Right.
I told them, and I still tell Atlanta Gossip, stop taking pledges of any form or any fashion. Stop collecting money in any form or any fashion. And any other organization or any other group is out there professing to be, you know, be working with me, I'm telling them to stop doing that.
Right.
Now, if we want to maintain our relationship as a family and a tribe, then work in accordance with everybody else. Stop all this individualism. And by all means, if you mean well, mean well. But if you're a con artist, it's going to come around.
Right. And what's most important is your freedom.
That's,
and what's
should
most
be,
important
right.
is
And we're near
right.
the door. They made so many mistakes that the door is open. It's just that everybody got to work together.
Right. Now, what, going back to the case and things of that nature, because that's what's going to open the doors, what is it about the people or the beings that are putting this case together against you? What is it that we're truly up against?
Well, we found out by doing some research. We have some people doing some intense research. We found out that Woods, Seals, and Royal, and possibly others, but we got for sure documents, which will be on the website soon, are blood-related. The blood I'm talking about is not red blood. I'm talking about reptilian blood. We're talking about a long line of reptilians. You follow? The war between Michael and the dragon is on.
Right.
This is it. You're in the midst of it. Either you're going to fight with us, or you're going to be so weak in your genes that you're going to be helping the leopards, or you're going to be helping the dragon and don't even know it. Because it says many people are going to fall to the way of the dragon. You follow? We are fighting the reptilians right now. This is it. If we win this here, we conquer the beast.
That's right. So in saying that, I mean, the being that everyone's related and things of that nature, it still ties back into your tribe and them going after because of your indigenous status.
Yeah, right? Venice Plantation is one of the main spots where they raise all their money. And that's they're the ones that's intimidated by those people's land over there in Putnam County. And the only thing they can do is tie me into it. People go read that book by David Icke, Children of the Matrix, or the other book called Biggest Secrets by David Icke. They read those books real quick. They'll see they've complied with our doctrines of Vietnam and our teachings, this is a grand conspiracy, and even more depth because he's a blonde-haired, blue-eyed talking about, he's talking the truth about them. He don't believe it when it's coming from me, but he's telling you that they're reptilians, they're shapeshifters, that they're
right.
lizards, and how long they've been around, and all the families involved.
Right.
He's got them showing the symbols of Satan, holding their hands up. They tell you all the families and everything else in these books. They're not that expensive. You can buy them at Barnes & Noble. You can buy them. I know they have them out some of our stores.
Right. Yes.
People need to read those books. They want to find out more about what's happening right now. Read The Rise and Fall of Elijah Muhammad by the Nation of Islam. In a book called The Rise and Fall of the Nation of Islam, The Rise and Fall of Elijah Muhammad. They need to get that book and read it, and they'll see what's going on. This ain't obsolete. There's a war between
right.
good and evil. There's a battle between good and evil.
Okay. And some more research that has been done is dealing with your trial being held on Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday.
That's right.
Now, that was against the federal rules. Is that correct?
In fact, while sitting in the court, the judge said, well, we're going to have this trial go on Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. And a lot of people, including even the black marshals, all had the same look in the face, like, what? Him saying, you wouldn't be doing this if this was George Washington's birthday.
Right.
You know, General Custer's birthday, but you're going to do it on Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. Then we found out by doing some reverse, he violated a rule in the federal code book. Said 56.
Yes.
And he had actually violated the law.
Right.
Not do that. And we need everybody to make us think about it.
Okay.
Everybody to write Congress, everybody to write everybody and start saying this man violated it. He just violated the rule. And we'll put the rule up on the internet so you can go out. So you have it so you can send it.
Okay. Well, again, it's been a pleasure in taking this time out just to interview you briefly on some of the topics that, you know, can clear things up in the public as well as know
Tell
how
the family, I love everybody. Stay strong. We can do this. We got to do this. That's all we got left. If everybody comes together, those people who are not working with us, eventually the doors of Tamaria will be closed to them. The AEO will be closed to them. The Masonic Lodge will be closed to them. All involved with us. Not. They have every right to go on and do their own thing. This thing they're trying to make happen between me and Brother Latif is not real. You understand? Me and Brother Latif ain't got nothing against each other. I don't think Latif sees himself as a higher chief than me. If the people want another organization so they can do what they feel like doing, I don't think he sees it that way, and I don't think he feels it that way, and neither do I. I think he sees one chief.
Right.
I think people want that because they want to do little things that I don't complain. They want to stay with polygamy. They want to keep wearing a star and crescent. They want to keep using, you know, L on their name and things that I said move away from. They want to steal. Then people say, I'm going to travel with you wherever you go, you know, spiritually meaning, you know, I travel the land wherever you go. When they come down and take a journey somewhere else, and they stop going with you and stop along the way and settle in a little part of your doctrine, don't want to go any further because they like men. A lot of men who want polygamy and all that kind of stuff want to keep those old ways. And
right.
the women have fallen victim to that.
Right.
Because the family guidebook was brought us up to date to what we're doing now. You see, so there's nothing negative between me and Latif. Washita falls in our family, but we're not the Washita.
Right.
We are your Massey Native American Moors. That's our tribe. Yes, of the Creek Nation. And everybody who's with us will come up under that. Don't say to me, well, we want to make a peace treaty with you, want to make a friendly treaty. You ain't making nothing with me. Either you're with us or you make the somebody else. You can go ahead and make that with the Washitas in Louisiana, but you're not making any kind of previews with us, 100%, or you're not with either with us. Either you're with us all the way, or you're not with us none of the way.
Right. Now, what is your message to all the different organizations, civil rights organizations, tribes, and things of that nature that may want to come out and help?
They better realize, they better step up now and make their point. All the churches better be careful, because they're trying to set precedents to topple all black groups. There's a new movement out there called One Worldism. It may sound like some biblical jargon and stuff, but this is real, it's in place, and they're coming out after all. Just like they set me up and lied, and they can plot against you, and one, they can use pedophilism, they can use child molestation, they can use RICO, they got a whole bunch of new laws they got set up, where they can set you up and tear you down. You all better all get together so you can fight as one block, so as a body, they can't hide you or tuck you under anything. We will fight, we will be seen, we will be heard. The Wapians will be heard, that's what we do.
Another question I have for Chief Black Eagle is, a lot of people are saying that one day we're Native Americans, one day we're Muslims, one day we're Christians, one day we're Jews, and a lot of people are saying they're being left behind as far as the doctrine is concerned. What is your explanation to that?
Well, it changes, because what I was trying to tell them is anything that's real is alive, it's growing and changing. Anything that's standing still is dead, right? What happens in our organization is, what I was trying to do from day one is cover everything that has poisoned our people. Everything from Christianity to Islam to Judaism to Egyptology to Sumerianism, anything that they confront, extraterrestrialism, whatever they're confronted with, they're not going to be some people that are true and Wapians who stay with me strong side by side and walk all the way. They cannot be shaken. They can handle anybody that approaches them, whether they're Freemason or Black Muslim, our brothers in Nation of Islam or the Hebrew Israelites, our brothers the Moors. We're able to converse on all platforms. You follow that?
Right.
But we are a tribe of Native Americans. I'm not saying everybody that's in Wapping is a Native American. Some of them are not Native Americans, and they don't have to help us in the Native American part of this thing. Those that know that they are, then hurry up and get on the boat. Those that want to call themselves Nubians, those who want to call themselves Africans, those who want to call themselves Negroes, those who want to call themselves Latinos, whatever you want to call yourself, if you don't want to, you know what I'm saying? That's your prerogative. But our doctrine has been growing. It's been growing because I try to be unlike most teachers. Most teachers will teach you their philosophy, and that's it. I don't have a philosophy. I don't have a doctrine other than facts and truth. So therefore, I spend my whole time doing not one thing, teaching facts and truth about everybody's doctrine. That's why there's a Mosesism, a Christism, and a Mohammedism. And then I'll talk about Christianity, and I'll bring your consciousness to that, and then take it to a higher level of it so you can question it to make your mind work. You know what I'm saying? So when people approach you, you're not so easy, susceptible to crap. Because there's a lot of fast-talking, shrewd people out there. And if you've got enough doctrine in you right now, ain't nobody can fool you. Now, a true Nawa, a true Nawa, can stand against a storm, let alone a little breeze, Most of these Greek niggas that are falling away side, they never was there anyway. So the slightest wind made them fall. But the true Wampian guy, he got his roots so deep in the ground, and when the wind comes of sentiment and pride and jealousy and envy, and I heard this and I feel this, and they said this about him, and I don't know whether to believe this, and I don't know who to trust. Those niggas, those weak people fall, and the strong people, the wind just blows right on past them because they see that my miracle is my work. My miracle is not floating around the sky. My miracle is not making apples appear and disappear. My miracle is in, now it says 407, it'll be 500 soon. But
right.
My work is in my books, in the way I wake people up, the way I dove into facts and clear things up. You follow? And that's what I'm here to do. I'm a reformer. I'm here to reform them. I'm here to get rid of the lies. That's all. And that's why the devil wants to stop it, because he's the father of a lie. Just read your Bible in John chapter 8, verse 44. He makes it very clear. He's a liar. That's his nature. So when you start trying to beat up them lies to reveal who he is, man, he goes crazy. So y'all people out there in Wampian, y'all are with us. Come on home and get this thing together. You know, people who want to do your own thing, they never was with us anyway. They was always straddling the fence. When we say nay, they say nay. We say yay, they say yay. They go back and forth. That was their game all the time. They just want to be a part of us so they can manipulate the land, manipulate the dress, manipulate the doctrine. A lot of guys, they use the doctrine to pull women, and then they sneaking around smoking marijuana and getting high. We do not drink. We do not smoke. We don't drink alcohol. We don't smoke any kind of cigarettes or any kind of drug. We don't use any kind of drug. We don't believe in going out, messing around with a whole bunch of women, chasing girl after girl. Either you're going to marry somebody or you're not. We don't believe none of the stuff that they're making look like our doctrine. A lot of the people out there helping them support to make it look like our doctrine. You follow?
Yeah.
Our doctrine is facts. That's what we're about. We're about facts. When we get to the end of the facts, then we'll be standing in right knowledge.
Well, that definitely clears up any confusion in that regard.
Yes.
So basically, the whole entire format is so we can accept and bring all types of people.
Right. And all those folks is out there pretending they're something different and still using our books, still using the word El. One person saying El Kalum, another one saying Anu, another one saying Allah, another one saying Netiru, another one saying Anunnaki, another one saying, you know what I'm saying, Elohim, but they're still using what I taught them, but yet they want to be different.
Right.
They're L this, or somebody L that, or that, you know, the Sadakites, and they're still using what they learned from me, but they just, but their pride won't let them just say, you know, let me stay up under the teacher.
Right.
Because they get to eat. It's the same thing Paul did, the same thing Peter did, the same thing, let's say, Bukhari and Shafi and Abu Bakr in the Muslim world did. It'll keep going on. There'll always be those people that the men get a little bit of doctrine, and their heads get big, they gotta impress their wives, they gotta impress their girlfriends, they gotta no longer respect the source.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then they got to pretend, and then they create a fabricated, or what they call a generic form of the doctrine, where they add what I say, and then they say, well, I agree with that, but at this point, I don't agree with this. And they start adding their own, you know, philosophy to it, and that's where the devil leads you off the path.
Okay. Well, that definitely clears up any confusion.
Okay.
And I thank you. Is there anything else that you would like to tell the people?
Just tell the people that, you know, if you'll overcome this beast this time, you read your Revelation chapter 12, if you really want to overcome the dragon this time, you're going to come together. Your powers want to be in your love and your unity. You're going to learn to trust one another in order for us to get out of this position.
Right.
All right?
Okay. Thank you very much.
We'll do.